Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Coming up on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. If your New Year resolve is already waning, don't worry. Coach Helene Segura joins us Monday, February 6th to say it's not when or how you start working towards your goals that counts, it's getting started and getting back on the wagon when you fall off. She'll follow up from last month's segment, and Vicki welcomes your questions about challenges and sticking to your 2017 goals. Send them to info@conversationslive.net or call Vicki at 800-495-7617.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour, which is really only a half an hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every other Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. But we are closing out early here at 10:30 today for the Husky women's basketball game in Denver. Is that where? In Denver. And they're doing really great, so you want to root them on. So that will happen soon. And We are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the weather on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. Best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook. Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. Check out all the phenomenal stories. I mean, I've posted so much great stuff. I think my favorite one, they're having a cold spell in India, and there's an elephant rescue in India that they are knitting these big elephant suits, and they have that cover the elephant's feet and their legs and their body, and they're so cute, and that's a good one. But anyway, check out Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and all these great stories, and I posted a bunch of other good ones last night, but a lot of good stuff. So there you go, and to officially make it Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, we are going to chat with our friend Missy from Missy's Pet Rescue and Animal Talk in Lake City. Good morning, Missy. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, how are you doing on this?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me back again.
Well, it's my pleasure. I wanted to make sure and check in with you to see how you're doing and make sure all the bills are paid.
Yep, so far so good.
Hey, wonderful.
It's not something we do for the money, you know. It's kind of a love.
Well, absolutely. And as I say, you're our multi-generational pet rescue person.
Yep.
Because
three generations, both sides.
And so, yeah, both sides, both your parents and your grandparents, I think.
Yep.
Have all been in the animal rescue business. So,
yep.
So you've been doing this all of your life.
Yep, I grew up doing it.
So tell us about Animal Talk and Missy's Pet Rescue. You're located on Lake City Way, just south of Northeast 125th.
Correct.
And there's street parking, but there's a lot of parking behind.
Yep, we've got a great parking lot behind that we sometimes have obedience classes in during better weather.
Yeah, not this time of year.
No.
And so you've got kind of a little pet store. That's Animal Talk.
Correct.
And then Missy's Pet Rescue, you're all at the same location, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So half the building's got some merchandise, and the other half is all critters.
So if people come into the pet store side, the Animal Talk, does making purchases from Animal Talk actually help the rescued animals as well?
It does. It keeps a roof over their heads.
So that's a good reason to come to Animal Talk, your little pet store, and do some shopping there.
Yep, very, very much so. And go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
Oh, yeah, and I just want to put it out there. People keep leaving animals on my doorstep.
Oh, no.
And it's like, you don't need to do that. Just call me. I haven't turned anybody away.
So you find them, like, in boxes on the front porch or something?
Yeah, front door, back door. It doesn't matter. They're there.
So we're putting the word out, if you can't keep an animal for whatever reason, you don't have to drop it off in the dead of night. You can just call Missy.
Yeah, it's not safe to drop it off there in the dead of night. There's no doubt. But
no.
Sometimes I have to arrange people out a little bit, a couple weeks, but for the most part, I've been able to help just about everybody.
Wonderful. And so what kind of animals do you rescue?
Everything. We do dogs, small dogs. Nothing over about 30 pounds, but, you know, cats, and then we also do guinea pigs, rabbits, all of a sudden my brain stops, but bearded dragons, snakes, leopard geckos, failed chameleons, and that's the weird one. I've never had to do veiled or chameleon rescue before, and all of a sudden in 1 week we got two of them.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. That was interesting. It's been kind of fun, though. I like them.
I mean, I had chameleons as a child, but that was, you know, to the yucky practice that we, at the Puyallup Fair when I was a child growing up, is because you'd go to the Puyallup Fair and they sold little chameleons with, you know, strings tied around their neck and a safety pin, and so you pinned them on your shirt. And then they would change colors depending on what you were wearing. And I can't even imagine how many
brown side. They don't change to purple or pink or anything like that. Yeah.
But they did change, and I was disappointed with that, as I remember. But I can't I can't even imagine how many gazillions of chameleons suffered as a result of that. But of course, me being the animal lover, you know, I got my first chameleon, you know, at the Puyallup Fair, and then home we went, and Mom and I, of course, had to figure out how do we keep this thing alive. And creating a habitat. So at that time, way back when, I can't even tell you how many years ago, this would be back in probably the 60s.
Yeah, it was
50s and
60s.
And we went to Jack's Aquary, because that was the only pet store around. That was on Northeast 65th, around the corner from where you guys were.
Yeah, but that was the real Jack Maligan.
Yeah, right. And so he was a great friend. And so I had chameleons for many years. And my dad and my brother weren't all that wild about it because they had to avoid the container of mealworms in the refrigerator, you know. But they can make nice little companions. And
they do. They're so much fun to watch.
I guess my long question was, are the chameleons that you got in, are they the same kind of chameleons we used to get at the Puyallup Fair? Or are these, is a different kind?
Those are the little anoles.
Okay.
That they used to do with. You know, they're inexpensive. They're relatively easy to care for, and they're just so much fun. But I'm talking about the big chameleons with the rolling eyes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That flick out, and you swear to God that the tongues are a foot long. You can't figure out how the tongue fits in the mouth.
And you got two of them from different sources?
Yeah.
Now, can you put them together?
No.
Okay.
Very territorial. In fact, I was having a problem with them because I have a pet chameleon, a retired male, and these were both males, and I kept having to move the cages further and further apart, and they still were flaring at each other.
Wow.
Yeah. It was quite, but anyway, we found a home for one. We've still got one that needs a home. His name is Pascal.
All right, so all of the animals coming in, they're all available for rehoming, and you do small dogs, like 30 pounds or under, and that's okay because there's lots of rescues around that do the bigger dogs, and cats, of course, and then all kinds of other critters.
Including
the exotics, and of course the reptile community is also... welcome at your place. So that's why we, you know, at Animal World really want to support you and make sure that you get consistent business and donations to pay the bills, because you're covering a lot of bases that nobody else covers. And
correct.
You've been doing it for so long, like I said, generations, that you have a lot of knowledge that a lot of people don't. So I imagine you can really help people that want to adopt these animals and know how to care for them properly.
Definitely.
All right.
But like you, I've been able to help many, many people.
Yep, and so in line with that, you got kind of some kind of big party going on this weekend over there. So tell us what's going. I've been promoting you as the Super Bowl alternative today.
Yeah, it's actually the Kitten Bowl, and it's on the Hallmark Channel.
Ah, is that where it is? The Hallmark Channel. Okay.
Yep, and it starts at noon today, and it's all about kitties.
So
kitties playing with footballs.
So what's going on at Missy's Pet Rescue, though? Because you have an event going on there simultaneously, right?
Yeah, we've been running it for 2 days. So yesterday we were selling Dove chocolate specialty foods.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a promotion from Dottie on our Facebook page, and she's donating all of her commissions.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and
so Missy's Pet Rescue on Facebook?
Yeah, it's just Missy's Rescue on Facebook.
Missy's Rescue on Facebook,
yep.
Okay. And that's for Dove chocolate?
Correct.
Okay.
And I made chocolate fudge truffle brownies last night, so I'm going to be giving out a few samples of those.
Cool. All right. And
then today, Evangers were supposed to be there to give out food, but she had a personal thing come up. But we are doing dual adoptions at 25% off.
Oh, wonderful.
And then all of our dogs that are up for adoption are going to be there today.
Oh, okay. So all the dogs will be there today. And then, but now I thought you were doing kind of a local little kitten bowl.
No, we were trying to, but we couldn't get the background set up. But anyway, so the national one is running on the Hallmark Channel, and we will be putting the link up on our Facebook page, so you can just tune into that, and that'll start at noon.
That'll start at noon. Okay, but then you do want people to come out this afternoon.
Yep, because we got everybody there from Foster today.
So all the foster animals are at Missy's rescue there on Lake City, and so that's
and
all the dog.
Full house.
The dog, you got a full house, huh? Okay,
so full house.
So anybody in particular you want to tell our listeners about that they might want to run over and adopt today?
Yeah, I've actually been working with a group of six 5-month-old feral kittens.
Oh.
And they're now 6 months old, and they have the most amazing personalities. And one thing I love about the ferals, when you finally make them not feral, they have very unique personalities. They're very intelligent, and they have the most. Each one has its own little personality quirk.
Yeah. So, how old did you say these kittens are?
They're now about 6 months old.
All right.
They were sent over to me from another shelter that wasn't able to turn them around in the 4 months that they had them. And I've gotten them turned around in a month.
Wonderful. See, I know. You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's why I really enjoy supporting you and the work you're doing with all these rescue animals. So the event starts at noon at Missy's Pet Rescue on Lake City Way.
And
it goes how long today?
Till 5 o'clock.
Okay, so noon to 5 o'clock, and you can drop by and do some shopping at Animal Talk, because that helps the animals as well. Make a donation to help Missy pay the bills for all of these rescued critters, and maybe you want to adopt something today. Now, you said there is a reduced adoption fee today?
Yeah, the 25% off on dual adoptions, because, of course, we believe that kitties need to go home in pairs. 3/4 of the personality problems in cats is because they've been raised singly.
I always recommend a pair of neutered males, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah, I think that's the best combination.
Drinking buddies.
You're better off same sex with cats as opposed with dogs. You're better off with opposite sex in terms of congeniality. But I think the best congeniality is with neutered males.
Yep, they're so much fun. You can teach them to walk on leashes. They're more interested in pleasing you, so they're more like dogs in personality.
Okay, well, now let's give some folks some information here so they can find you. It's Missy's Pet Rescue and Animal Talk. What's the actual address, Missy?
It's 12322 Lake City Way Northeast.
Okay, 12322 Lake City Way Northeast, and that is on the east side of Lake City Way, just south, about a block south of Northeast 125th.
Correct.
And lots of parking behind the building.
Yep.
All right, and phone number there in case somebody needs to call?
206-526-1558.
And Missy's got the kitten bowl and 25% off dual adoptions. All the foster babies are in. That includes the dogs. And so they've got a full house. So noon to 5 o'clock today at Missy's Pet Rescue and Animal Talk at 12322 Lake City Way Northeast in Seattle. Phone number is 206-526-1558. Well, we've talked our way through the time that we've got, Missy, so I hope you have a fabulous celebration this afternoon and lots of critters find homes, and we'll look at probably talking to you again the first Sunday in March.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for all the great work that you do.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a bunch. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We are going to take care of our advertisers for the last time in today's show, and then we will be bidding you farewell so we can get to supporting the Husky women's basketball team. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed Tess Whitehurst with sage advice and insights from the old religion.
On Saturday, Catherine Alice joins us for another pre-Valentine visit. When Catherine is on, you know love is in the air.
In hour number two, Manson Mitchell are pleased to present Rhea, host of Entrepreneur's Table.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Is your beloved pet limping in pain or even becoming paralyzed? I'm Dr. Nels, and I have a passion for animals and their people. When you've tried everything for your pet but nothing has worked, I'm the one to call. I can help your pet get their happy, active life back without drugs or surgery. For a free consultation with me, go to healingministryforanimals.com and click the free report button now. That's healingministryforanimals.com. I can't wait to hear from you.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are, gosh, close to winding down this week's edition of Animal World. Ordinarily, you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Today, we will be leaving you early, about 10:30, because it is Husky Women's Basketball in Denver, Colorado, and they, of course, are doing really, really great this season. Of course, I think they kind of have been doing great every season for a while, but they're really doing great this season, so you may want to stay tuned and support them. And let's see, we heard from, gosh, all kinds of our advertisers in this last break. Remember Darcy Pariso, our animal intuitive communicator, Reiki master, and she is got a lot of classes coming up. And what you need to do is go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events. You will find all of her classes, Communications 101 and 102, here in February and March, more intuitive fairs, and readings at some of the psychic fairs coming up in February and March. And then Seattle Pet Expo, she'll be there on June 3rd and 4th. And she's going to be at the Ananda Open House, the Ananda Community in Linwood, on the 24th of June. So that's exciting. You'll be able to meet her there with me. And also, Vicki Draper, she's got a lot of good stuff going on as well. And the really interesting class coming up. And so, you have to go to marthanorwalk.com, click on Current Events, and you'll get all the information. And then remember, I'm so excited because for the first time in, I don't know, 22 or so years, we're on top of this, the Great Backyard Bird Count. So you can actually get prepared ahead of time here. This year, the Great Backyard Bird Count is February 17th through the 20th. And you don't have to go anywhere because you're just counting birds in your backyard. And I've got a link for you up on Current Events. There's no www. It's just HTTP, ... And then the actual website is GBBC for Great Backyard Bird Count. GBB as in boy. GBBC.birdcount, all one word, .org. GBBC.birdcount.org. And then, I think that Grays Harbor Shorebird and Nature Festival would be fun in Hoquiam, May 5th through the 7th. That does sound like a lot of fun. And then, of course, remember, Missy's got great stuff going on at Missy's Pet Rescue between noon and 5 today. 25% off adoptions for dual adoptions and some great kittens that it applies. All righty, so let's see. Next week, it is Harmonic Energy Shifting Sunday with Jude and Paul Ponton from the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. I owe them so much for taking care of me through this flu. They've been very helpful for me. And they will be in the studio next week with their Accutonic Forks, Pua, Boa, Dig Rattles, all of that great stuff, and you can call in. They can work on you or your animal friends. They work with physical issues, emotional issues, behavioral stuff. They do house and business or entity clearing and so forth, and they do it all remotely. And of course, they're free on the air. So, and then the following week, Dr. Nels is back in the house. And I think we are about out of time. And so we're ready. And we know we're going to Denver and Husky Women's Basketball here very shortly. So stay tuned, support them. And I look forward to talking to you again next week. So as always, let me leave you with, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.